We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head football coach Bill Burns. And, Coach, we're talking about last night's trip to North Union, and the Warriors are able to just get past you 44-20. Coach, just from kind of looking at things, seems like a pretty good football team, and it looks like your team was there at times throughout this contest.
Yeah, we were. You know, the first half was, just back and forth. And, both teams were having a little tough time stopping the other team. They took the opening kickoff and were able to score on their drive there. And then we got the ball right back, and we had a nice long drive, ended up with a 18-yard touchdown pass from Hayden Helgeson to Alex Manis. We went for two and didn't get it. And then they scored on their next possession. And then we came back, kind of the same thing, put together a good drive and ended up scoring and going for two and tied it up there 14-14, kind of about midway through that second quarter. And once again, North Union was able to score and kind of the same thing. We got the ball back and drove it inside their 20. And this was kind of a big part of the game, too. We had probably a 4th and 15 or so inside their 20 and ended up throwing an interception that they got a good return. And wasn't a whole lot of time on the clock left, maybe a minute and a half, and they were able to connect on a touchdown pass, which is kind of an unfortunate play. You know, we had pretty good coverage, and the ball was underthrown. And as you see sometimes, the receiver just adjusts to that a little bit better than the DB and kind of lost our footing, and they end up scoring there. So they, what looked like potentially, we were going in for a game-tying score right before half, ends up they're up by two scores then at half. So, offensively, once again, we did a really good job running the football. We had a ton of snaps. From the line of scrimmage, we had 76 snaps last night and rushed for almost 300 yards. But kind of has been our Achilles heel all year. We struggle getting consistent stops. And, in the second half, we did get a couple stops and caused a couple turnovers, fumbles. And their defense played a little bit better. We had a couple chances to score. And we did score once, but... and then they kind of sealed it on a 77-yard run by the Morphew kid. So, running the football well and a couple touchdown passes for Hayden. But once again, just consistently getting defensive stops is still a struggle for us.
Coach, tell me a little bit about it seems like over the course of this year, your team has just done certain things better and better each week. So it seems like you guys are getting better at things. Do you feel that?
Yeah, and once again, I think Hayden's getting a little more comfortable back there, starting quarterback. Like I said, he had a couple touchdown passes, we're pretty consistent, on offense. And so I think our offense has come along, and our defense, it's obviously not for lack of effort, and we worked really hard this week. And, at times we were better on defense. And, North Union's got a couple explosive athletes in Prochniak, Brian Prochniak, and the Morphew kid, and they're really good football players. And, they kind of make that offense go, and they had, about three explosive plays there that resulted in, three touchdowns. So, I think there's some aspects of this team that, yes, we are getting better each time out. And obviously I think we're a better football team than we were on week one. And we don't really have any results to show for that in terms of the win-loss column. But I think we'll just keep moving forward. Once again, our health was pretty good. We're still missing a couple of key pieces there from a couple guys. But we did get Brody Lawson back, and he played some last night on the defensive line. But hopefully this week we can get another kid back and just keep trying to get better.
Coach, this coming week, you guys will have a really good matchup with West Fork and taking on the Warhawks this week. Tell me a little bit about your matchup with West Fork and what you're expecting from the Warhawks.
Yeah, you know, they're struggling a little bit in terms of wins and losses like we have. But, yeah, I haven't watched a ton of film on it. I know going into the season that quite a big turnover in their coaching staff. So, you know, I'm sure they're just trying to get their footing down there in terms of what they want to do and that type of thing. So, yeah, you know, it's a good matchup for us. It's coming at a good time. You know, our kids are putting in a lot of work, but like I said, we just haven't seen the fruits of that in terms of a win. So, you know, homecoming week here, and so there should be some good energy going on in school all week. And, you know, hopefully we can get that first win on Friday.
Coach, it's also homecoming week in Lake Mills, so it'll all be a lot of spirit and a lot of good things going on in Lake Mills this week.
You bet. You know, that's a big part of fall this time of year for kids in high school is to be part of homecoming week. And, you know, like you said, that brings a lot of spirit and a lot of energy. And you know, we get the whole school involved with that. So, you know, we're looking forward to that and just really having a good week at school and good week of practice.
All righty, Coach. Well, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for talking with us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
That was Lake Mills head football coach Bill Burns.